Okay, so we're really up to Nun. We have one more page. We're up to Halacha Tezvav.
If you eat wax.
What, if you eat wax? It's not derech achila. What do you mean wax?
Let's say you have the little kids, they sell these wax bottles with some juice inside.
You don't eat the wax,
they chew the wax and they suck out the inside.
Yeah.
So it's a shahako, right?
Yeah.
Let's say they make wax and they put flavor on it to give it a taste like chocolate or steak.
Yeah.
Like they have the
and they chew it.
Even if you swallow it, there's nothing there. What are you eating?
The flavor.
You give flavor to wood and you eat the wood. You don't make it.
If you chew gum and swallow it, let's say you don't make a bracha on chewing gum.
Who said?
Let's say
it's a machlokes,
but let's say if even if you swallow it, you would not make a
bracha. Shleider
hachila. Because it's not.
It's
shleider
hachila. Sakana.
It's not made to be
swallowed. Okay.
So even if it had it, let's say even if it tasted like steak, which today they have all these vomit tasting whatever they have.
Okay, let's see. We're up to Halacha Simen Nun Aleph. So Simen Nun Halacha Tezov is on page Resh Pei. However, I want to do. We have one more Shodim Mitzvah Halacha Show One Zion on page Resh Ein Tes.
Yes.
Yes. Good. Good. I like the look of the stuff. Yeah.
We said I'm writing the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch because I want people to go. They shouldn't. They used to go. Have to go to the Svarim. We're showing them that they have to look. I want to be Kitzur. I don't want anyone to put any notes on my sefer.
I don't know that.
That's what he said. If you want to put notes to it, go to the Shulchan Aruch, to the Kalim, and put your notes over there. Because I'm not giving reasons. I'm telling you what the halachas are to make it short. So if you're going to make it long, I want you to go to the Shulchan.
Wow. So everyone.
That's what I'm saying.
It's an amazing thing. Only today, you know, when I was a kid, we learned the kids that much. Then for years, you never heard about Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Now, very recently, within the last couple of years, it's really came back to life. Art school, 5 volumes. It's not a, it's a serious work with the art school. He shocked the world. He put out this Piskei Tshuva. The Piskei Tshuva was one of the most famous svarim in the market. He told me in Eichler's, when they put out the Piskei Tshuva to one of the Chalakim, he couldn't keep enough in stock. It flew off the shelves on Mishneh Berurah. You know, he has 5 volumes of Mishneh Berurah. He didn't put out the last volume yet. He put out now one on Yerodea. He put out some interesting things. He put out now on Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. This year, only a couple of months ago. And, it's really come back to life to a certain degree. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. It's remarkable. Okay, let's take a look. What? Aruch HaShulchan, they already did. They put out, Oiz Vahada put out a couple of years ago, a new edition of the Aruch HaShulchan corresponding to the Mishneh Berurah, the Mishneh Berurah Schoelik. That's also it's a very interesting piece of work. So that's
but it's not as popular.
It's much harder. Aruch HaShulchan goes to all the lumdis. It's a hard safer. It's
Europe,
not.
Europe, you say, Aruch HaShulchan was very popular in Europe.
Yeah.
And then
it's very geschmack, but it's maybe.
There's a different sheet. Mahalach Brody writes. I had a whole doctorate he wrote on it
to explain the derech of the Aruch HaShulchan.
The Mishneh Berurah takes minig and halacha. He tries to explain it so that you understand it.
Yeah.
And then he comes out with his
psak. Yeah. And Aruch HaShulchan.
He says he explains the longest.
And that's it.
And he comes with the psak. He doesn't. That's it. He has two things: longest and halacha.
And what does Mishneh Berurah have?
Mishneh Berurah goes and brings in the Talmud and Hagim. He doesn't want to exclude anybody. He wants to say all the days.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to come to a
conclusion.
To a definite conclusion, yes, no. Sometimes
he's vague. Some do like this, some do like that. He always has two different sides. He always presents two sides.
He doesn't want to be mevatel what people have different minhagim in different places. To him, that was important. The Aruch HaShulchan comes down with a definitive ruling.
Uh-huh. Well, they say that the difference is the Mishneh Chofetz Chaim did not write it. People, I'll leave the Hilchasa. People, you know, it's lumdus. You want to learn. That's why the Mishneh Berurah Derech Kalal is much more machmir than the Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan is a practicing rav. People ask him shilas, and you need heterin. So he comes out more often than not with leniencies that do not appear in the Mishneh Berurah. All right, let's go. We have here on the bottom Zion Reshayin test on the bottom Zion Yachakah Chalich Lucheder Acher. We discussed the rule. We discussed yesterday a person makes a bracha in one location and he want to go in another. So we discussed a Pialacha Mikra Din. It is Osir. If you leave the room where you made the bracha, you are Mechuyiv to make a new bracha in the new location. We quoted yesterday from the Be'er Halacha and from others that the Minik Olam is Nohagu Olam, that today, since eating is not something which is keva, we're much lighter in our attitude towards eating. You do not need to make a bracha when you change locations, because it's as if you had kavana when you made your bracha that you're going to conclude your meal in a different location. So if you start eating in one room and you conclude your meal in another room, or you go upstairs or downstairs, b'diavad, you should not do so, he says, but if you did so, you do not need to make a new bracha. Now, we discuss your shaila about making a bracha in a mikveh, pretty much, on the base of merchats. Ayin v'gan Avraham hevi de'edri aguda. Deretz elishtois b'beis hamerchatz. A person wants to drink in the beis hamerchatz. So in the place where people are standing orum, they're not dressed, you're not allowed to make a bracha. But are you allowed to drink? So yeah, that you can drink. So what do? Make the bracha in the outer room, in the room where people are dressed. Yivarech b'beis achitzon al das lishtois b'pnimi. So it seems what he's saying is that... fine, that's what you should do. You should make a bracha outside. Not kavan. I'm going to continue drinking on the inside. I guess with like a sauna. They drink in a sauna.
Yeah.
You drink. That's the minhag olam. To drink in it. I was never in a sauna. I don't know what goes on there.
You get dehydrated.
I never saw. Yes, they drink. People, they drink. So if they're not dressed, it's a problem.
They drink in the pool. They swallow the water from the pool.
So no, that's not a good idea. So you make the bracha outside. I'm assuming what he means is you make a bracha outside and you sip. You don't just. You have to have. In order for the bracha to be chal, you have to have the water in front of you. So you take a sip of water outside, and your kavana is that this bracha I'm making now outside should also be active for the drink I'm going to do inside. Inside this place, the Magen Avraham, yeah.
Because the Magen Avraham cholik al davei hefsek. He says it's a hefsek, so it means that the
because you're going to a new room. You go. He's going back to the Ikar Hadin. Ikar Hadin is like we learned in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch.
He actually sipped in the outer room.
Yahai has no choice, because then the bracha would not be chal. The bracha would learn that.
Do I have a kavana to drink when I'm walking?
I don't think you could. I'm not sure, but I don't think that works. This that we learned. We learned in the previous month that when you make the bracha, the food must be in front of you. We learned that if the food is not in front of you, it's in another room.
It's in front of me. He has the bottle, but he's not going to drink it until he gets into the schwitz.
Oh, that's what you want to say.
Yes. I don't know.
Maybe it could be okay. It wouldn't make a difference, I guess, because you make the bracha, the object is right in front of you, just changing location, so it shouldn't make a difference. Anyway, if it's not in front of you, that's clearly no good. If you don't have the liquid, the food in front of you when you make the bracha, it's in another room. Even if your kavanah is to eat it, we learned in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch it's lo yatsa. That's not the bracha batala. So you're saying a chedish is in front of you, you're holding it in your hand, but you're not going to actually drink it until you walk into the next room. Okay, possible. So here he brings out from the Magen Avraham cholik alav davi hefsek. Now, the hefsek is that you're changing location, like we learned in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. I'll change location. Over there, Hatef Hetek Divri Aguda, he passes Lakula. Over Orecha Shulchan Sham Gamkein Kosav Kain, he also is lenient. You can make a bracha in one room and continue drinking in the inner room. Over Mishnah Brura Hela Kapri Magadim Shevorech Bevesa Achitzen Vyishte Ma'at, you should bring Aldas Lishte Skam Bemerchatz Ayin Sham. Over Bera Haloch Kosav Da Shaisin Bevesa Merchatz Ayide Hirur Shaloi Kedinoisin. So he brings down that people used to do such a kunz. They would drink and they wouldn't make a real bracha. They would make the bracha in their minds.
I saw this again.
Yeah.
By Toivin Ameitev.
Yeah.
Those that are very machmir.
Not to make it.
Conditions.
Yeah. They make it the hearer.
What they should do is they should make it the hearer.
Wow. Fascinating.
The hearer
because of all the shilas.
Because some people,
right. We learned that Torah Meitiv, he's saying it's true, the Torah Meitiv, all the complications. So the Kaf HaChaim says, Bizman HaZeh, you don't make a Torah Meitiv because we learned all the halachas. So what you should do is make it, there's such a thing of making a brach in your mind. When you have a suffix, you can make it in your mind. But the Be'er Halacha says, don't make it, that's for sure. When you need to make the brach in your mind, in the Beis HaMerchatz, you can do so. One thing that's also very interesting is that it appears that you're allowed to eat even though you're not dressed. I always wondered about this. What's the halacha? You allow a person is not properly dressed. He's not dressed at all. Are you allowed to eat?
Maybe he's only drinking.
Are you allowed to drink? Are you allowed to eat? Is this a halacha? I always thought that eating itself has some degree of sanctity. It's a koyach. Hashem gave a person to eat. So eating, it's not so simple. You're even allowed to eat when you're not properly dressed. It appears that that's not correct. It appears that there's nothing really wrong with eating when you're not properly dressed, you're uncovered. The only problem is the bracha. So the bracha, you're covered, and then after the bracha is over, so if you're uncovered, it's no big deal. Because here he's saying that in the Beis HaMerachatz, it seems that they're totally not covered. They're totally exposed, and they're drinking. There's no issue whatsoever. The only problem is the bracha. So make the bracha l'chatchila outside, drink a little bit with kavana to go inside, like we learned in the Kitz Shulchan Aruch, that everyone agrees. If you make a bracha in one place with kavana, that you're going to continue your meal in another location, you did not need to make a new bracha when you come to the new location.
The thought process that I remember learning with the Menashe Cohen said, the Paskin, that let's say right now, if I took off my shirt and I sat there, so then I can't make a bra. I mean, I'm uncovered. But if I'm sitting at the pool and the derech of sitting at the swimming pool is just with your bathing suit,
right?
Then you can.
But then you're covered. But
because they said, no, you just wear. But I mean, places that should be normally covered.
But there's no. It's only for Shmona Esrei. There's a halacha. Oymel lefnei hamakom. Then there's a halacha. You should be covered. Oymel lefnei hamakom. When you daven Shmona Esrei. But even when you say Kriya Shema. Even when you say Kriya Shema, I don't think you have to be covered. There's an erva. Ein li by roya se erva. This is done by Kriya Shema. But the only time you must be properly, in a dignified way, is Shmon Eshrei, Oyim Lefnei Hamakom.
I think from Nasha would be Machmer that he holds Sanias applies by men too.
Right.
That you can't go around without your shirt on. It's not Sanias thing. Pool,
let's talk halacha. Let's not talk hashkafa. Halacha, are you allowed to make a bracha without a shirt? The answer is yes. Without a shirt?
That's what he just said. Only by the pool, where people go without a shirt, it's derech
hazeh. Why? It says in Shulchan Aruch, you allowed it, your person is not dressed.
Can I daven in a shul in Lambdas without a hat? There's no halacha about it.
Yes,
that's
the Shulchan Aruch. There's clearly a difference between Shmona Esrei and every other bracha.
No, we're in the hat. If I would come in with a t-shirt,
yeah,
and with long sleeves, they still wouldn't let you down because that's not the way you dress in that place. I don't agree with them, but that's
That's their
their customer. Let's go further. The cheder echad mipin lepin in one large. Or let's say you are in a massive hall. You go to a wedding hall, and then you go. You sit down at table number 5, and they tell you, "Sorry, buddy, it's not table 5. It's table 50." other side of
the hall.
That's all. One of these big places. It's one large room, you don't need it. I have kavana, I'm going to eat here at this table. And now they've changed me to the other side. Come to the dais. Come, you're such a chasha. Why are you sitting all the way in the back? Come up to the dais. I love that joke of Rybelski. It's such a true joke. I know someone told me it's so true. The person, Tom went to Rybelski, he said to him, Rebbe, what am I going to do? He's 22 years old. He just became a rabbi of a little shul in the hole in the wall, some basement room for 5 people. And they invited him to come to some event. They told him, you can sit on the dais. You're a rabbi. Sit on the dais. I said, Rebbe, how can I go sit on the dais? All these chasha rabbanim. I'm just a nobody. He says, don't worry. First time will be very hard. It's going to be very difficult. But next time, it won't be so hard. And then next time, you'll even have enough tightness. Why are you sitting at the end? Why don't you sit a little closer? And the next time, you'll have tightness. Why are you not even closer? And ultimately, you'll come one day to the ultimate madrega. Why is there someone else sitting on the dais? Everything goes.
The title would be, why did they put me on the dais?
No. Yeah, that's the early stage, but why is someone else on the dais?
When they had the Siyum HaShas,
yeah,
certain Rabbanim wanted to know beforehand exactly where they're going to be sitting.
Yeah.
And if they're not going to be sitting, then roll.
Zilzel for the comments.
They're coming. They had it. And then, of course, they couldn't be sitting.
It's hard to imagine. Yeah,
next to the
list. This rabbi, that rabbi, all politics.
Right,
okay.
They had whole lists.
It's a very big dais. It was the Siyum HaShas. So many levels. Never such a big dais.
That's why I volunteered to sit the last row.
It wasn't so long ago. It was only how many Siyum ago, and the first time they had a mass for God. It wasn't such a big dais. What was the dais? I remember the dais there. One row, two rows. Now, a lot of people. Baruch Hashem. The cheder echam lepin lepina afal pisha cheder gadol meoid loy have shumi makom. If you sit down in one place and you have kavana to sit at this table, then they change your table to a different location in the room, even though a very very large room. The halach is it doesn't matter. You do not need to make a new bracha. Tezayin imachal peris began shumukov mechizid yid peris in a garden that is surrounded by walls. Uberech al peros milon echad, and you eat an apple from an exotic tree. A bar per eats. Al das lechol gami ilon esachem, and your plan is that you can eat from other fruit, other trees as well in this garden, even though you can't see them. Yochol lechol gami ilon esacheres al pi shemir roi, because even though you can't see it, it's a humongous garden, and you have to go on a trail, some type of botanical gardens, right? And they have all different fruit trees. Do they have to have fruit trees? And
orange
they, what?
An orange,
and you're going to take from here this true fruit, that fruit, even though now you make the bracha, you can't see the other fruits, it does not matter, as long as it's all enclosed within one gate. Kol shloip, and also kol shloip sich daita, ve'in tzach levarich shenis, you need not make the bracha, aval im agan, aval im agan mukav mechitzos, it's not surrounded with walls, u'mikol shekein migan ze legan acher loy mahane daita. Okay, so those are the basic rules of b'shini bracha. We learned initially the yisoides were lenient, b'zman hazeh, we quoted yesterday from the Ber Halacha, Nohagu Ha'olam, to be very lenient in not making a new bracha when you change places, because Bizman Hazeh, we don't take eating seriously. It's not considered to be something which has a kavias. When we make a bracha, it's as if we have kavana. We're free birds. We're going to travel from place to place, so you don't need to make a bracha Rishayna when you go to a new location. Nun Aleph. Klonim.
We have learned earlier that if you that a fruit has to, that something has to be in front of you,
yes,
to make that bracha, and here we see, it seems a little different. Here it says yochol lechol gam milonos achrim afa pisha eino ro'em mekomo.
That's because since you're in a garden. Well, let's take a step back. If you make a bracha and the food, you make a bracha on one food and the other food is not in front of you, you mentioned the case to make the first bracha.
Oh, the first bracha, that's right.
Once the bracha was chal,
you got it,
upon something,
yes,
you're in business.
Right, right, right.
You're open for business and includes things further away. Okay, now we go to the new klolim. Yeah.
On this gun business. If he knows that in this gun there's sowers and this gun is from the Shiva Samim,
yes,
go look for them first to make a bracha.
I don't think so. It's not in front of you. No, it would seem not. I don't know for sure it would seem that. If you right now, this in front of you, I don't know, I'm mechuyev to go check out the Shiva Saminim. It means it's more choshev. No, right now, this is what's in front of me. The halach of choshev is only when both of them are in front of you and you're planning on eating both. If they're both in front and you're planning on eating both, then you make the bracha on what's more choshev. And the pot is the one that's less choshev. But if it's not in front of you, even if they are in front of you, you have no plan to eat, that's what's more choshev, then you don't make the bracha on what's more choshev. You make the bracha on what you can eat, what's in front of you.
This is a very cool look. Let's say you go to a zoo.
Yeah.
A big zoo.
Well, the zoo is not a garden.
It has trees there too, let's say. You know, it's...
You're not eating from the trees. You're eating from the stands. You're buying from the vendors.
So why is that worse than one tree than another tree?
Why is that different?
I come in here, I'm eating here. I'm
you buy from... You go...
There are other places further where I'll get more food.
Well, that's a general halacha that you make a bracha. You make a bracha in one place. You have kavana that
so
the bracha...
So you say that gan is one
okay,
place.
That's true. I guess so. Okay. Yeah, it would appear
might
to
also be one place.
Well, you go anywhere. You go to a museum. Or you go anywhere. You go and make a bracha. You buy, go to a vendor. Or you go to a baseball game. Right, and you buy something,
stadium.
And then you want to go.
You go looking. You don't even know where the guy is. You gotta look till you find.
You know, all these different compartments and all different rooms and chambers and places to buy things. Ever go to MetLife or Super Bowl? Nice place, MetLife.
Yeah.
It's very nice. They have on one side. It's all indoors. It's beautiful. Okay, let's go to Halacha Nunan Simnaf Klolim Bebracha Achareinu Boi Tasifim Al Peiros Ha'ilon Chutz Mishuv Saminim Val Peiros Ha'adama V'Yirokos. Now we come to Bebracha Achareinu on fruits except for the Shuv Saminim and Peiros Ha'adama vegetables V'Yirokos V'Kol Dover She'en Gidlu Min Oretz Mevorech Ha'lachreim Borei Nefoshois V'Afilu Ochal V'Shosa Nifta Bebracha Achas. You eat and drink, one bracha of one Borei Nefoshois covers everything. Okay, so we know the bracha bari nefashas. Next, halacha beis, bracha acharina, The only time you make a bracha achrona, bury the fashas, or you make a al hamichil or al ha'etz or al gefen, is only if you eat the shear of a solids, a kezayis. Kezayis approximately 1.1 ounces, the amount of food you can fit in a little shot, a little schnapps cup. That is the amount of salt a person must eat in order to make a bracha achrona. And it must be eaten within 3 minutes. If you don't eat it within 3 minutes, you cannot make a bracha achrona. Aval pachos mikashir ein tzorch bracha achrona, you do not need. What about liquids? Yal mashkin yeshamim. Ta einu chay bracha achrona, el imkein shasa revius. A revius is about 3 ounces. Some say even liquids, if you drink 1 ounce, 1.1 ounces, you already chayv to make a brocha achroina. Even though you make kiddush, the rules of making kiddush may change with regard to how much liquid you need. You make kiddush, so we know that the olim is very lenient, that they make kiddush on schnapps. And when they make kiddush on schnapps, they don't have in front of them a revius. They have in front of them just a small amount. Why? Because that's the derech. The derech is you don't drink a full revius of whiskey. It's dangerous. You just drink a small amount. So even though the rules may change with regard to how much you need to make kiddush, it does not change with regard to making a bari nefashos or an alagefen. And if you do not drink from the whiskey a shear of at least if you don't drink a shear of a revius or a shear of a kezayis, 1.1 ounces, you cannot make a bari nefash da binav kamina. When a person makes kiddush on schnapps, if you make kiddush on schnapps, and then you eat mizonos, you eat a piece of cake, so what bracha achrona do you make? Al hamichya. You would not make a bari nefashos because you did not have a shear revius of whiskey. You only had a small amount. Now what about coffee and tea? So do you make a bari nefash on coffee and tea? So it's very interesting. According to the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, if you go, the Olam does not make. I think that's the common, most people I know, they do not make a bari nefash also, and they have a cup of tea. Why not? Because they don't drink it within, so they don't drink a revius.
What if it's not so hot?
Oh, so then you do have to make it.
But
if you have a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, you have to be careful. According to the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, so we don't, it seems the Olam goes with a shita of a revius. 3 ounces. You have to drink 3 ounces worth of tea or coffee within 3 minutes. If you sip on your coffee or tea while you're talking to someone, while you're doing your work, and you've not drunk 3 ounces in one shot within 3 minutes, you don't make a bari nefashos. Many people do not make a bari nefashos because they don't pay. They have a doubt. They're a suffix. They don't pay attention, and they just don't do it. But if it gets cool, if your coffee and tea gets cool, it gets down to halfway down, and then you realize that I better finish this up, and in that amount of your cup you have about 3 ounces, which is not all that much, and you drink it all down in one shot, you have to make a bari nefash. So it gets very hard to keep track. If all you're having for breakfast is a cup of coffee, and when you're sitting in front of the computer and checking your email, you have to really be very careful to check, are you mechuyev to make a bari nefash on a cup of coffee or tea? Timers. Make yourself some sugar.
Water first, and then if you drink 3 ounces of
if
water,
people,
then you could drink, you have the coffee and take your time.
I guess so. That's new for the new Chumra book. Davar, a special book. Okay, let's see over here. Aleph in the Shomis from Allah. Aleph. Ochal kashir the Heinuk Zayis. I am Shari Tshuva the Pas Saf. Gonim, donuts, right? Isn't that what it says? She nispatach at she'en ha'avirim shabo nirgashim ha'eichel kezayis menu kemo shehu einu varech why lefi emes lo'eichel kezayis. Spongy cake if the real amount that you start off with the mamosh is less than a kezayis and it expands, it's not a kezayis, even though right now it's a kezayis, but you have to press it into the kabuta, you have to, right. Now you can press into a little schnapps called perish devarov. Shenichnas by hevel shall avir lach the ayin mishnebura choysef oy dechein im choya kezayis. If it was a kezayis, the other way around, let's say it starts out as a kezayis and for whatever reason it spoils and it shrivels, then it's tamek, then it's ma'et b'shiuroi, Ein mevarchen al acharav ela imkein chazar v'nispach, it expanded. So there's a kula both ways. That right now, even though when you start out when the food was finished in its normal state, it's a kezayis, it fits into a cup that's 1.1 ounces, but now has shriveled and it's less than 1.1 ounces, you would not make an alamichi or a bori nefashos. And if it starts out in its finished state, it's really less than a kezayis, but it has expanded because it's filled with air, like something very, very spongy. The air does not count towards the kezayis, and you would not make a borei, an alamichi or borei nefosh, because it's less than a kezayis.
Very important for beer. When you drink beer, it has a big head. You can have a big cup, and it has a big head, and it's really not a
shear.
3 ounces. It's not a shear of beer.
Well, I don't know.
Beer.
Not,
you put a head of beer.
A foam.
A lot of foam, yeah.
Soda when you shake
it. Yeah. So it's not 3 ounces?
That's balavir. It's full of air.
Okay, that's right. Okay, but
The foam dissipates.
Yeah. Okay. Has to be. You have to drink at least 3 ounces. 3 ounces is old. Is not that much. It's a very small.
It stays better with the
foam. Okay, let's go halacha. Dalit. Halacha gimel. Wait, halacha. I'm sorry. Next, shem halacha beis. Shas revius, shir revius, lufi hadin, v'shas, v'paiskim hu kibetzu mechza. It's an egg and a half. So if I told you that a revius is 1.1 ounces, that would make it less than 2 ounces. We don't pass like that. Rav Moshe says the smallest shear is Rav Moshe's shear. Rav Moshe is 2.9. Rav Moshe's shear is the smallest shear, 2.9 ounces. Some say it's up to 4 ounces. You want to be machmir 5 ounces, but Rav Moshe is the smallest shear.
You want to be
makel. You want to be makel. Depends on which way you go. Okay, whatever. But
baruch,
that's a cooler. But the smallest shear revius is 2.9 ounces. The larger end is about 5 ounces. Shas revius, shear revius, lufi adin, v'shas apoyskim kibetzu mechza, omnam l'nofel pluksa bin achreinim, yesham da beitzim niskatnu, has diminished in size, l'chein boi keis shear shloisha beitzim. That's why it's 3 ounces. Because one beitza is about 1 ounce. U'vedivri ha mechlekosam achra, ayim ezel kabon, that we'll have later on in chela gimel, and Kuf Yud Ches, I guess there were laws of Kiddush. He talks about that in more detail. Okay, let's go now to Halacha Gimel. Davar Shehu B'Kibriyasai Dehayim Egois Echad Oishar Pri Ve'afilu Kitnios Achas Yeishar Mitzvah, which is a full nut or a bean. Yeish, some say afal pishayim gboik zayis mikomachem kevin shupriit sholem mevorch nacharav bracha acharayna v'yeish cholken. Some disagree. L'chei lot says midei sofik im lechapachas b'kazayis. A person eats nuts, you're getting yourself into a problem. Only things, small things, you have problems. Therefore, you should shear. V'im nischalek adav v'kodim achil. Let's say it was cut up. The nuts were already chopped up, or the blueberries were already cut up. Even strawberries. Strawberries not a kazayis. V'im nischalek adav v'kodim achil. Botul mena hashivusu ul. All foods combined to the shir kezayis. The machal kechatzi zayis midavar shemorachna lachra boi nefashos. Rabbis. The chatzi zayis midavar shemorachna la bracha miin shalosh. You take some grapes and you take some apples. Afilu kechatzi zayis pas. And you take over here bread. You take a chatzi zayis of bread and then you take a chatzi zayis of, let's say, an apple. Mivorich lachra boring the fashion shrab was the lowest common denominator. Okay, so chatzi zayis, you made hamotzi on bread. You made hamotzi on the bread because you can't, even for the smallest amount, you're mechuyev to make a bracha rishayna. So you made hamotzi on the bread and you washed, even for, you don't have to wash, even less than a kezayis, you don't even wash. But so you made hamotzi on a small amount of bread and you made a bori poreitz on a small piece of apple. So together you have a shir kezayis. So what's the bracha achroina? The two combined together is the shir kezayis to make a bori nefashos. Venerally, the hua din emochal chatzi zayis. Isn't it amazing? Two different food items, which each one requires a bracha me'ein shalosh. You have mizonos, al hamichya v'al hakalkola, fruit, Alo eitz v'al prio eitz. So why can the two of them together combine to the shir kazayis? So l'chor you would be inclined to say you make a bracha me'ein shalosh, and once you make me'ein shalosh, you will say both al hamichav v'al hakakolav v'al eitz v'al prio eitz. Wouldn't that be the logical thing to do? That's what you would assume to say. He comes along as mechadish and he says, no, is my opinion that since each one by itself is not enough to make a bracha me'ein shalosh, you just make a borei nefosho es rabbis. The varich. What? How does it happen a lot?
You go to Kiddush and Shul during the week.
Yeah.
You eat a kichel together with herring.
Kichel with herring. So the kichel is mizonos. The herring is shahakel. Yeah. And each one is not a shear. Okay, so the nechadish. So that's posh because you don't have a shear kezayis. But he's saying a bigger chiddush with each one.
Together, so you can eat a lot of herring with the kichel. You have a shear.
And you only make a bar in the fosh. You don't make it alamichya on the kichel because you didn't need a kezayis of kichel. Okay, that's.
Well, if someone invents a.
Invents.
A mizonos roll. It's very fluffy.
Okay, so you're not going to have a shir kazayis.
A
lot of ear.
A sandwich, let's say a lax sandwich.
Okay.
That is not going to be a
shear,
and you'll make a bernefashes.
All right, so this is.
And it could be a shear of shahako. For example, let's say you have a roll, a small roll, whether it's mezuzah, even if it's a past roll that you wash for. But it's fluffy so that you can have a roll that's, let's say, like the little challah rolls that doesn't have a kazayis in it.
It's very hard to find. It's very hard to find a roll that doesn't have a kazayis. The kazayis is so small. Kazayis is nothing. It's teeny a kazayis.
No, I'm sorry, kebeya.
Yeah. No, you don't need a kebeya. We get kebeya, you need a kazayis.
Kazayis, okay.
Kazayis. It's hard to find a roll that doesn't have a kazayis.
What is the chazonish shear of a kazayis?
We don't pass on the chazonish. Chazonish kazayis.
Have that, and you could have a lot of vegetables.
Yeah.
And
so you would make a bar in the first choice. Before, that's right. But he's saying here, he's saying a tremendous chish. You have a chatzi zayis of mizonos, a chatzi zayis of grapes. Each one itself would be Barucha Me'ein Shalosh. One is Alamichav Yachakol, one is Alayis Alpuyates. I eat them together. So if you wouldn't see this inside, what would you say? Oh, you make a Barucha, I eat a Kazayis. Both of them have a common denominator, Barucha Me'ein Shalosh. So I'm going to make now a Barucha Me'ein Shalosh, and I'll say both. Alamichav Yachakol, Yalayis Alpuyates, and Skovaiter. No! He says, since each one itself is not a Kazayis, you make in this instance a Bari Nefashos. This is his Chiddush. However, there was the exception. Let's say eat bread, a chazayis of bread, and a chazayis of mizonos, chazayis pas, al hamichya, the lowest common denominator now is a bracha me'ein shalosh. Then he goes on to conclude the last halacha that drinking does not combine with eating. They say this derish nogeya on Yom Kippur. When people are chalon l'son after eating Yom Kippur because they're not well, so the rules are always you can eat and drink within. They were machmer for achilas pras not 3 minutes, but they were machmer achilas pras is 9 minutes. So what do you do during every 9 minutes? You can eat and you can drink. You can eat the amount of food that you can stuff into a schnapps cup, and you can drink. You can drink less than 3 ounces. You can eat and drink, and but why don't we say the eating and drink together combined? If you eat and drink together, so the drinking adds to the eating adds to the drinking, you're going above the limit. No, eating and drinking do not combine together. And as long as you eat and drink less than the shear of a revius and less than the shear of a kazayis within achilas pras, which were machmir on Yom Kippur to be 9 minutes, you can basically eat the whole day a very large meal. And here, when it comes to making a bracha bari nefashos, same thing. You cannot make a bari nefashos if you're going to combine together eating and drinking. Now, he points out over here in the Piskei Teshuvos that this chiddush of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, anytime the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says a chiddush, you can bet your bottom buck that you're going to have over here Cholkim, other Piskim that disagree. Right? When he goes on, he goes out on a limb. I say the following chiddush. So what does he say over here? Let me read you what it says over here in the Piskei Teshuvos. Hine, behold, yesh min apoyskim shekasu shivoifin zeh, where you ate a chatzi zayis of shiva saminim, and a chatzi zayis of mizonos, each one by itself is not enough, but together you have really mein shalosh, yivorech achareyem mein shalosh. Who says this? This is Seif Ebruchas Hanenin Lehorav, Derech Achayim, I don't really know who he's referring to. He brings down some place, I don't know who this is. He just says that not everyone agrees with the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in this matter. V'kevin shekein yesh lezar shalikanes lepluksa zo v'yochal mimine echad kashir. He just says you should be machmer.
What's the problem? If it's a bracha, you mentioned the only problem is the end of the bracha.
Yeah, the end of the bracha. Yeah.
Murder fashas is a little different. It's the sign of the bracha is basically the same, except for the what you say at the end.
Yeah.
So it's not a bracha
levatala.
Is it a bracha
levatala? You can't. Look, you have two different opinions. It's not a bracha levatala. That's certainly not. The question is, lechatila, what should you do? You're not saying the right bracha. No, but you're saying Hashem's name more than you should. You can bring the farsha. You only say Hashem's name once. You have your two paiskim. You have the kitzur shulchan aruch, which says that you should make a bari nefashos. If you make a mistake and you said the ala michi al bracha mein shalosh, you have yeshami lismach. You did nothing wrong. Of course not. You don't have to do tshuva. You have yeshami.
Someone sat down to eat something. He didn't wash, and he thought he washed at the end. There's a brachas amazon. Does he have to make a bari nefashos again?
No. Once you make a brachas amazon, you're done.
Everything's done.
Everything is done. That's the ultimate.
So what do you say? He made three extra brachas that he shouldn't have.
Yeah. You made a mistake. You made a mistake. It's not when you don't make a brichas hamazon for eating a cup of drink, a cup of water.
Yeah, with the Rabbeinu Tam, if you make a brichas, okay, I don't know. Make a
party. Okay, one other very complicated question. We said that achil does not join with shasir. What about soup? Let's say you have soup. You have some croutons, right? You have soup and you have a small. You take a little bit. You say, you know, I don't like this. You start taking the soup with the croutons or whatever you have inside. I don't like this. I don't want any more. So you did not have a shear of either a revius of the liquid, of the soup, and you did not, is soup called the liquid? L'chor it is. Soup l'chor is called the liquid. And you did not have a kazayas of the croutons, but you make a calculation, you have a scientific mind, that how it combined the croutons together with the soup, I would have a shear of a kazayas. Do you make a bari nefashos? Complicated question. So let me read what it's over here. V'chen eichel morok, v'chadoyme, she'machal u'mashke yachad. In the soup you have over here some rice, some beans, some croutons. Ain mitstarfim, generally they do not combine. They do not combine together. V'lo yivorek bracha acharoyne elim ochal kezayis mechil espras min oichel belvad oishir vias me'amorik levad. That's the Mishnah Berurah. Quotes the Mishnah Berurah straight out. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah says soup which has solids, rice, beans, vegetables, you name it. You want to make a bari nefashos or an al hamichya? Yeah.
0.63 ounce.
0.63, what do you mean 6.3 ounces?
That's
what?
6 ounces. No,
0.63.
Oh, less than
1 ounce.
Which
means all these cereals
less than 1 ounce.
Definitely don't have a shear, and definitely don't have a shear of
so you can't make a bari nefashos on this.
Right? You can eat almost three of them.
Right. Where does it say this? Where does it say?
On the bottom line, it says 0.63 ounce.
0.63. That's 2/3 of 1 ounce.
To make a lot and of that's money. All the ingredients. We're not talking about if the major ingredient is rice or
includes sugar and
so
I must be blind. Where does it say 0.6 ounce? Where? Where?
Yes. Oh, weighs more than the product inside.
So it can be.
What is this?
Cereal.
This is Rice Krispies.
You wash for it.
Rice.
So you're right. You don't make a bari nefashos on this. Fascinating. That's what it says.
Unless you have three of them, and then maybe you'll make a shahako instead of making.
Well, how much milk do you put? You don't put a revius. You don't put a revius in milk. Put 3 ounces of milk in there.
Some people with milk.
You finish it off with a coffee.
Okay, let me read what it says. The Mishnah Berurah says, let me read one more time. Oichel morach v'adoyme shei machel mashke morach soup ein mitstarfim v'yivarech bruch acharein elim kinachal kezayis v'dachil espras min oichel b'lvad. There's another issue. You eat soup, you don't eat it so quickly. When you eat soup, you eat it very slowly. You're not eating b'chdei achilas pras within 3 minutes. Even though we're machmir for Yom HaKippur, we call b'chdei achilas pras 9 minutes. When it comes to coffee and tea, you know, some of them even machmir 2 minutes. These are both ways to make a bracha, bari nefashos. I've heard this even 2 minutes. If you did not drink for sure 3 ounces of coffee within 2 minutes, that's already not called achilas pras. You can't make a bari nefashos. Here it's the same thing. Rak im hamashke dovuk al hamachol, if the mashke cleaves to the food, kitsir, like brine, shalgabi habosar, o ala yorok, oz misr, it's very thick. Only if the liquid is extremely thick, then we consider the liquid to be part of the food, it combines to the shear. So very interesting halacha. Okay, let's now go to the next halacha, one more halacha, halacha Vav, shasa mashke chama b'ma'at me'at, like we discussed, coffee, tea and coffee, k'goyin sh'eino k'evon sh'eino sh'eise b'pam achas, k'shir, af al pi sh'aderech sh'siyosu b'kach, eskatei? Okay, go, hey. Ocho k'chati zayis v'shok. I'm sorry, you ate chati zayis and you had a delay. You ate chati zayis and there was a delay. V'chozar, v'choyiz av yochol chati zayis, v'mitchilis ha'achilu v'shon na'atsoev ha'achilu lo'ho yezman yoyser ki... Yoiser, kim kdei achilos pras mitstarfin, shtei hu achilos mevorech brach achroin, aval imsho yoiser, imsho yoiser, there's a delay, you don't need a full kezais in the shirach lespras, there's a delay, ein mitstarfin, like we explained, uvish a siya filu shah pochus mize ein mitstarfin. Now, what it means to shir, so he explains, vav, shamashke v'cham b'mat ma'at, very slowly, kevin shen v'shoiz v'pamachas kishir, af li shaderech shiz v'kach, mikol mokum ein mitstarfin, v'einoi mevorech brach achroin, dalit, we follow the pleasure, the nourishment. So the question is, do we follow the pleasure of your throat, or do we follow the pleasure of your stomach, since you vomited the first chatzis zayis before, so your throat had a full pleasure of a zayis. On the other hand, your stomach only has half. So he paskins it's sofik if you make a bracha acharina. Of course, you make bracha rishana. Right, of course, the first one. Okay, now there's a long. He has a long discussion about coffee and tea, so we'll leave this for tomorrow, for next time. Dalit, I want to do that in more detail. Dalit. We'll leave that. We'll pick up again with the coffee and tea with Vav next time. All right, we'll stop here, take a break.